This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, ikhwani, akhawati, fi hadha al-yawm, fi hadhihi al-halaqa, nata'allamu bi idhnillahi ta'ala an sifatin azeema, an khuluqin azeem min akhlaq al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen wa salihin ala marri al-usur. سوف نتعلم في هذا اليوم عن خلق التوكل الذي هو عبادة عظيمة ولكن لن نتعلم عنها من أخلاق البشر أو من تجارب البشر ومن قصص البشر لن نتعلم عن هذه العبادة العظيمة من قصص الأنبياء والمرسلين وإنما في هذا اليوم في هذه الحلقة القصيرة سوف نتعلم عن خلق التوكل من الطيور الطيور التي هي مخلوقات ضعيفة وهي مخلوقات بريئة لا تعرف الكذب لا تعرف النفاق لا تعرف الغش لا تعرف التحايل تتوكل على ربها في تحصيل رزقها في الصباح والمساء هذه حياة الطيور ومن أخبرنا عن هذه المعلومات الجميلة عن هذه المخلوقات الضعيفة هو رسولنا هو حبيبنا عليه الصلاة والسلام نجد هذه المعلومات في سنته عليه الصلاة والسلام So dear brothers and sisters, today we will learn about a great value. We will learn about a noble character which was practiced by the prophets and the messengers and the pious people throughout history. We will learn about the excellence of tawakkul, but not from the experience of human beings. We will not learn about tawakkul from any human being today. We will learn about tawakkul from the life of the birds. They are pure, I mean, they are innocent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't know about hypocrisy. They don't know about cheating. They don't lie. They don't manipulate things. They fully and completely place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are seeking for rizq. So their main concern is food security. And they fully place their trust, they rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when seeking for their food. Who told us about this? This interesting information, it is our Prophet, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the one who taught us about this very interesting information about one of Allah's creation, that we see them. We see them every day on a regular basis, flying in the sky or around our houses or in the parks. But we don't know about this information about them. If we didn't, receive it from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would never know about this, about this information, this interesting, important information about the life of the birds. So what did he say, alayhi salatu wasalam? ماذا قال الحبيب عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ لو أنكم تتوكلون هذا حديث مشهور موجود في كتب السنن وهو حديث حسن لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا So he said, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عليه الصلاة والسلام said, if you truly placed your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you truly rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be relied on, as he deserves to be relied on, He would provide for you as he provides for the birds. They leave in the morning hungry and they return in the evening full. They return with full stomachs. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the birds. In a different hadith, but of course before we move to the second hadith, we need to stop a little bit here with the first hadith. He said, they leave in the early morning. That means they don't stay in their nest. They do their part. They do their job. So they take the means of protection or the means of achievement. يأخذون بالأسباب. إذن الطيور تأخذ بالأسباب. ولذلك دائما نقول أن الأخذ بالأسباب جزء أساسي من ديننا. وجزء أساسي من التوكل من عملية التوكل لا يتم لنا التوكل إلا إذا أخذنا بالأسباب Our توكل will not be complete until we follow the means of protection or we do our job We do our part. There should be some action, right? You need to do something if you want to achieve something. If you want to achieve your goals, you need to, you know, do your part. So this is what the birds do. They leave in the early morning. But why will they leave? They don't know about anyone. They don't have bank accounts. They don't have agreements with companies. They don't have jobs. They don't know. They know only their creator. So seeking their provision, their risk, while relying completely, relying on their creator. And they come back to their nest in the evening with full stomachs. So this is the life of the birds. In a different hadith, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, يَدْخُلُ أَقْوَامٌ هذا موجود في صحيح مسلم يَدْخُلُ أَقْوَامٌ الْجَنَّةَ أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِثْلُ أَفْئِدَةِ الطَّيِّرِ. He said there will be a group of people whose hearts are like the hearts of the birds. They will enter paradise. الإمام النووي قال إما أنهم متوكلون هؤلاء الناس يتكلم عن هؤلاء الناس الذين يدخلون الجنة وأفئدتهم مثل أفئدة الطير إما أنهم متوكلون أو أن قلوبهم رقيقة يشفقون على الخلق أو يخافون من الله عز وجل يتعبدون الله سبحانه وتعالى بعبادة الخشية والخوف لهم قلوب رقيقة يبكون عند سماع القرآن عندما يسمعون المواعظ أو يتأثرون لأحزان الناس ولمصائب الناس ويشفقون على أهليهم وعلى أقاربهم قلوبهم رقيقة شفافة أو أنهم يتوكلون على الله عز وجل. فهؤلاء القوم هؤلاء الجماعة الذين وصفهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث يدخلون الجنة بسبب رقة قلوبهم أو بسبب توكلهم على الله عز وجل. الإمام النووي, he said about this hadith, those people who will enter paradise and their hearts are like the hearts of the birds, he said, either because they are mutawakkilun, they fully place their trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or their hearts are very soft. And they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they hear the Quran, they cry, they make tadabbur, they think about the ayat of the Quran, or their hearts are soft. They care about the people around them, their family members, their neighbors, other people. They are passionate, you know, and they have some compassion. They show compassion towards other people and they feel the pain of other people. It could be this or it could be their tawakkul. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. If we, you know, combine between the two hadith, we might say that it could be because of their tawakkul. They will enter paradise because they fully place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they're trying to achieve their goals or they're trying to achieve food security or financial security or make money or achieve anything in their life. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يفتح علينا أبواب رحمته. نسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا الصيام والقيام وأن يجعلنا في هذا الشهر الكريم من أهل الفوز والغفران. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.